2009, a Virginia woman who operated a daycare center in Fairfax was sent to prison for 12 and a half years. An infant in her care had died, and she was able to revive him. But doctors examined the child and found three things: blood under his skin, bleeding inside the eyes, and swelling of the brain. Those symptoms have, for years, prompted a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. Now, however, medical experts say those things could also be caused by disease.
Genetic abnormalities, clotting disorders. Some of the retinal hemorrhaging is even caused by the efforts to resuscitate a child.
That's Deirdre Enright, director of the Innocence Project at the University of Virginia. She fears doctors are often ignoring things that could lead to another diagnosis.
Blood work that looks unusual, or the presence of infection, is ignored by doctors in favor of, we have these three things, we're calling this trauma.
And she's working to free Trudy Munoz, the woman who ran the daycare center.
You know, it was licensed, it was meticulous. The other people who went there, who had their children there for years, said she was fantastic, very patient, college-educated, tiny. Like, there was an expert who testified at her trial that she couldn't possibly have shaken the baby to the degree that would cause these symptoms.
The baby in question survived, and to this day, Munoz, a model prisoner at the Fluvanna Correctional Center for Women, thinks about him.
He had been fussy by all accounts, mom, daycare people, and then as she gave him a bottle, he went limp in her arms, and she immediately tried to give him CPR, and she would love to know what happened.
So far, higher courts have refused to hear an appeal, so the Innocence Project will ask the governor for clemency. In the meantime, it's hosting a preview of the new film Syndrome about wrongful convictions based on an erroneous diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. The fundraiser takes place April 26th at 6 in UVA Law School's Kaplan Auditorium. I'm Sandy Houseman.